Between recording the next episode of my podcast, running a business, and all of the things life throws my way, sometimes it's good to just get away. Hola, ¿qué tal? It's Chiquis here. And let me tell you, I love booking a trip where I can escape. There's nothing like spending a few days at the beach, relaxing and spending time with family. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter your reasons, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio.
I would be woken up by groups of people standing by my bed.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
When something like this happens, you question everything.
An acclaimed psychic medium connects with the other side.
Your mom says to me she was very nervous about you when you were younger with men. Do you know about this?
Yes. For the first time ever at our red table.
Your mom passed?
Yes.
Your mother is here.
The dead speak.
She just leaned over and whispered to me, Matt, you gotta let her know.
One in three Americans believe that they have had a psychic experience. Today's topic, the afterlife, is one of the most popular topics of discussion among our Facebook family. In the wake of so much uncertainty and unexpected loss, it's only natural for more and more people to lean into the hope of life beyond. I have personally always been fascinated by spiritual and psychic experiences. I believe completely. I recognize them. We've talked about it.
All the time.
I shared all my experiences with you. For example, when I was about 11, 12 years old, when I would go to sleep at night, I would be woken up by groups of people standing by my bed. I never saw actual faces. It was their silhouettes. I wasn't afraid.
You weren't afraid?
No, I was not afraid. And I asked my mom, Mom, did you bring somebody into my room last night to say hello? And she goes, no. Wow.
Okay, so but you don't think that was a dream?
I was fully awake. And when I told my grandmother, who was very spiritual, she said, okay, look, don't ask questions, close your eyes and pray. I have no doubt that you have this ability, but if you develop this ability, you're going to be constantly bombarded by messages, people, things that you may not want to see. So she kind of turned me away from it.
That was a good call. Good call from
although my intuition has stayed very strong. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that.
And I will listen, and your dad, too, will listen to that intuition.
Intuition is the beginning of all of our connection to whatever else is out there.
It's an important tool that we have.
I think there are also signs, like the dragonfly for us.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, the dragonfly that I have here on my arm, when Abuela, Dad's mom, passed away, Dad and I were there. Dad didn't want to leave her side. She was already, you know, like, wasn't speaking for a long time. She had had strokes. The moment that she passed, the door closes.
We heard a bang.
And right in the door frame of the door, a dragonfly.
Inside the house.
Inside the house had been killed and had fallen. When we released her ashes out miles and miles out in the ocean, there were dragonflies spinning around her ashes.
And you may not remember this, but when we went to go to her memorial, we get inside the car, and inside the car there was a dragonfly on the steering wheel, which when your dad sat down, it flew out. And then as we drove out, it was flying in front of the car, and as we passed her house, it flew into the house.
But it keeps happening, because the last picture that I got from my uncle Emilio, and a dragonfly comes to his hand, and he sends me the picture.
There. Yeah, put all it the on time, the finger.
On the finger.
We don't know what happens after life. That why not remain connected to our loved ones, even if we can't see them and hug them right now?
Some people
are
afraid. Like, my hands are cold now. I mean, I feel like a little bit...
Those
calm.
Things don't scare me.
But yeah, for some people, you know, they're like, I'd rather not know.
Flaca, have you ever gotten any messages or what you consider messages from either Nina or maybe your mom or...
No.
Not that you have focused
no,
on.
That I, no.
And if, because you know, I've told you, my mom turns lights on and off for me all the time.
And maybe it's happened to me, but if I don't pay attention and I don't think I'm a person that is paying attention, I don't even question things like that. Now, do I think I have a guardian angel? Yes. Do I think that I've...
You feel it.
So much, yes.
You pray every night, Flaca.
I pray every night. And I finish
it's
thanking
meditation.
My mom every
you
day.
Go
thank
to bed,
you, Mommy.
Yeah.
And I send her a kiss every night.
When we were putting this show together and we were thinking, who do we bring to the table? Because it's a very important subject matter for us. I'd like to welcome someone that is respected and has gained acclaim because of his... amazing spot-on reading.
And he likes skeptics.
Oh, yeah.
All he says is come in with an open mind. He loves skeptics. That's why I love him.
Psychic medium Matt Fraser is famous worldwide for speaking with the dead.
Your father just tells me that you have clothes of his. There's clothes that you kept of his. Matt, they're thinking about making something out of my clothes.
Oh, my God. And he loved his Tommy Bahama shirts, so I saved them, and we're going to make a quilt.
Please welcome Matt Fraser.
A best-selling author with a hit TV show.
Are you feeling anything now?
Yeah. So first of all, your mom departed?
Yes.
Your mom's standing right next to you.
Connect. What?
Matt's readings, shock and awe.
Did you lose your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Just know that he's here when I'm connecting. He keeps showing me this vision. You're going to think I'm insane. Of somebody spraying Windex on a plant.
My mom.
What?
Thank you. I need so much.
Yeah. Come on in, Matt.
Good morning. Did I hear my name?
Yes, you did.
Thank you so much for welcoming me.
Thank you, Matt.
Take us back to your first experiences that you remember.
When my grandmother first passed away, she was the psychic one in the family. She was the one that I was super close with. She passed when I was just 3 years old, but I had this incredible bond with her. And she was actually the first spirit that I had seen.
Wow.
But I never knew she died.
Huh?
But it wasn't scary for me. My grandmother would come and sit on the end of my bed and talk to me while everyone went to sleep. And I remember seeing her just like I'm seeing you, Gloria. The only difference was is that she had like this white light around her.
And you weren't like, why is grandma glowing?
No, I never really questioned it.
It was little. How old were you? 3, 4?
Yeah,
oh,
just 3 years old, 4 years old. I talked to her. I remember her coming and reading me stories.
Okay, but you don't think that was a dream? And you feel like it was so real. Sometimes I dream and it's so real that I wake up and I'm like...
I can tell you this was not
it was
a dream.
Right there.
Definitely not a dream. After my grandmother came in and I had that experience with her, there were strangers coming in and talking to me. Like, literally, I had people in the house that had died that were sitting over my bed trying to talk to me, speak to me, connect with me, and I was petrified. I remember being in the bedroom at night yelling and screaming for my mom to come in and to help me because I was so afraid and so scared.
I keep thinking that you, I'm like, maybe he was having dreams.
But you're not skeptical.
No.
Hey, listen, the table is all opinions welcome at the table.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What do you tell to the skeptics?
I mean, how can you not believe? And there's so many people who don't know what to believe. They don't know if heaven or the afterlife is real. They don't believe in connecting with the other side. They don't believe in very much. But, you know, there's times when one message can change everything.
Okay, Matt, is anybody coming through right now?
So right now, when I'm here, I'm not going to lie, there's a million different souls that are here trying to connect. And what's so crazy is, like, me being here with all of you, I'm sensing them. And right away, your mom passed.
Yes.
Your mother is here. Because right away, I'm sensing her, and I keep hearing her saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. She just leaned over and said to me, Matt, you got to let her know how much that I love her. Because your mom says to me that before her passing, she had a lot of struggles with her moods. She's telling me that her moods were up and down, up and down, up and down. And your mom's stepping forward, and she's taking responsibility for the way that she died. But she's telling me that this was both a physical issue that she thought and also an emotional issue. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because for most of your life, your mom tells me that she thought that she was sick or thought that there were things that were wrong with her.
She thought there was something wrong with her? Like what? Would she tell me what?
Oh, absolutely. She's talking about illness. She thought that she was ill. She says, I didn't feel well. She's talking about that there were different parts of her body. Your mom always thought she was sick here in this world. And the first thing that she wants to let you know is that she's sorry because she didn't get to be the mother that she wanted to be here in this world. She says, I was so focused on myself. She says, and taking care of myself and trying to find out what was wrong with me. She says that it's like I got pulled away from my family. And your mom says to me that what she wants you to know is that you became the woman that she wanted to be here in this world. She says, and you need to know that. Because your mom tells me that every day she watches over you from heaven, she says, and I'm sorry for ever abandoning you because you feel like your mom just left your life. She says, but I've been a part of you every single day.
Yes, and I feel it.
Your mom tells me that you have a stronger connection with her now that she passed than she was here in this world because you feel like she's included in everything. You know that she's watching over you. And your mom says to me, thank you for keeping my positive memories alive.
My mom went through a lot. And it's true that I couldn't connect when I was a child because she was not well. She was diagnosed as a schizophrenic. And the conversations that I had with her, we couldn't connect. It was very, very hard for me. But I want her to know that I forgave her a long time ago. And she's been so good to me. I want her to know.
Your mom tells me that when she passed away, they gave you a picture of her.
Yeah.
And you carry that picture no matter where you went. And still to this day, you have that picture.
I have it with me.
She says, you need to bring up this picture because no matter what my daughter did in life, I was everywhere that picture went.
It's incredible because I always wonder myself, I wonder if my mom sees everything that I've done and if she's proud of me, always.
Well, there you
and
go.
That's the first thing she tells me. Wow.
She's here.
Wow.
What a beautiful woman. Thank you.
Beautiful.
You're
like
very welcome.
You.
And here's what's also crazy. Your mother's also here. And she's running back and forth between you and between your daughter, Emily, here. And I feel like you and your grandmother and you and your mom had two different relationships here in this world. And first of all, I want to let you know that your mom wants to thank you for the way that you took care of her before she passed. Mm. Because your mom tells me that you stepped up to the plate and you did everything for her. And I got to tell you, she's also telling me in my ear that she loved your husband as well here in this world. She adored him.
Yes, she does.
And she wants to thank you for pulling her back and being part of the family. You know, your mom wants you to know one thing. She says to me that you have never disappointed her. She left this world knowing how much that you and the family had loved her.
No, that's good.
But your grandmother has a very special message for you. And your grandmother says to me that the one thing that she wants you to know and understand is she wants you to show the world the side that you showed her. Your grandmother tells me that you're a rough, tough cream puff. On the outside, on the outside,
I'm getting that tattooed.
You're tough and you're strong, but your grandmother tells me that you love everybody, you love everything, you're there for everybody. And your grandmother says to me, she says, speak with your heart, speak with your heart. She says, because the world needs to see the side of you that I saw when I was here in this world. Because your grandmother tells me that you're a little insecure about your writing. She talks about you writing music, and you would sit on the side of her and you would write songs, and nobody knows about this. But you would sit with her and you would sing for her and you would have conversations with her. Yep. She says, and I want to let you know, she says, that those were the best times because I felt like I was another mother within your life. But I got to tell you something. Don't get upset with me. I'm only the messenger. Your grandmother says you two need to stop fighting. She says, Matt, she goes, they're both so strong-minded and they're so tough with one another. Your mom says to me that you're very protective over Emily.
Very.
The same way that your mom was protective over you.
Yes.
And you shield her all the time because you're so afraid of something happening to her, about her failing, about her not achieving something or doing something. And your mom says to me, it's okay to let her go sometimes. She's going to learn life herself.
I'm learning it. I'm learning it little by little.
Your mom says to me, listen, that's the one mistake that I made when I was here with you. Your mom tells me when she was here, no matter what you did, she had to have her hand in everything.
Boy, is that true.
And I got to tell you something. Your mom says to me when I'm connecting with her that she was very nervous about you when you were younger with men. I'm not talking about dating. I'm talking about she was very protective over you because she saw things back when she was younger. Do you know about this?
Yes.
She says, so I want to let you know, she goes, that I was protective of you for that reason. She says, it wasn't that I didn't like your husband or who you were with at the time. She goes, my main goal was protecting you because your mom tells me that she did not have a good life here in this world back when she was younger. She says, I saw things, I experienced things, things that happened within the family. She says, and that's why I was so protective over you.
I understand that. The message from my mother is, like, very telling for me. So I appreciate that.
Mine was spectacular for my mother because I've prayed so much for
that. And you heard your grandma. Don't fight with me anymore.
She was talking to the both of us.
I know.
I get it from somewhere.
Yeah, from your dad. Oh, we're really have
all the good things is mom.
Rock,
all the
bad hard things place. Is
dad. Exactly.
You got to learn that.
But recently you had an online reading with a woman named Anne, and she had a tragic loss of her 6-year-old son. And what did you know about her before the session?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Let's take a look at that online reading.
I have a soul that's coming through and telling me they passed of their head. Who passed of the aneurysm or like the brain tumor?
My son passed away earlier this year.
Your son just told me that you brought him near and far to go and get treatment. Do you understand that?
I did.
Was his, wait a minute. Don't say another word for a second. All you cared about as his mother was making sure that he was a normal kid, that he had a normal life. You wanted him to have fun. You were like, you handled all the stress, all the concern, all the medical, and you just wanted your son to be like every other kid. Do you understand that?
Yes. I ask him for every day for signs, for validation, even though I am logical and I'm skeptical, and I just want to know it was really him and that I'm going to see him again one day.
I can promise you that you will. And he just said to me, I love you more. Because you just said in your head, I love you.
Thank you so much.
I really wish I could come through the screen and hug you right now.
You were really, really wonderful. And I saw that at the end of the reading, all you wanted to do was give her a hug.
It's true.
So you know what? I want to make that possible for you. And this is Anne.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to see you.
Same.
We wanted to make that happen for you.
First of all, how are you doing?
Much better now. A lot better now. I got so much from that. It was just... I don't want to say closure because it's never going to be closed. But just the amount of healing that I got from communicating with my son. That's just... I needed it so badly.
Understanding.
Oh my God, I love her.
Tell us about your son.
Well, he was born with a Wilms tumor, which is pretty rare in children under the age of 10. So we started chemo right away at 3 months old. He relapsed several times, and finally there was just nothing else that we could do. He knew that he had cancer. He knew that he had a tumor. That is all that he knew. He didn't know what terminal even meant.
Right.
I just tried to make it as normal for him as possible, but his life in the hospital was his normal, so I just tried to make it as enjoyable as I could.
You did a wonderful job, because he said that to you, right, in that reading?
He did.
Everything that was said in that reading was 100% accurate. And every single thing. He said things that I've never told anyone.
And no one would know.
And then at the end, when he said, I love you more, my son said that to me every day.
That is so beautiful.
You know, the reading is meant to validate some of the things that you already sense and feel, you know, through your own intuition.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, what's so amazing is before people even come to me as a medium, your loved ones already try to reach you. You know, sometimes we don't pay attention to the signs. Sometimes we don't know they're a sign. Sometimes we question, is it really our loved one? Is it really them? You know, why does this keep happening to me?
What are some of the signs, maybe prior or after speaking to Matt, that you feel he sends to you?
I started noticing signs immediately after his passing. It sounds crazy when I say it.
It does.
Nothing's crazy. It really sounds crazy to me when I say it. I think it was the second night after he passed. I was in bed and I got woken up by this. It was like someone was playing Adele Hello in my ear, and there was no, it was completely pitch black silent in my house. It startled me awake. And it just,
you felt it.
Hello from the other side.
Wow.
Yeah, there you
woke
go.
Woke me up out of a dead sleep in the middle of the night. Then I started having the visitation dreams, which is hard to explain, but they're just not like regular dreams.
Oh, believe me, I get you completely. We were talking about
that. They happen when I'm in between sleep and awake, and they are so real that I feel his warmth when I wake up. He always just looks very content and happy and healthy. And
does that give you comfort after you have those dreams?
It's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Right, because you miss him?
Because I wake up and he's not there.
I know.
And what would you tell others that lost hope?
You think that you believe things, and then when something like this happens, you question everything. And even though I was getting those signs every day and they were coming in so strong, I still have that doubt because I so badly need to know that I'm going to see my child again. Sorry.
You're going to see your child again.
I miss him so incredibly much.
That's the thing that grief does. You know, grief is the worst thing that we ever go through as humans, because grief is that one thing that makes us question. You know, is there a heaven? Is there an afterlife? You can be the most spiritual person. You can be the person that has the most faith. But when grief comes in, it takes away all those positive memories, all of those good things, and it makes us have doubt. And that's why your son is coming through in all of these different ways, because he wants you to be able to let go of that. Because letting go does not mean letting go of your loved one. Letting go means letting go of the pain, the hurt, the grief, the guilt, so that you can experience him a different way.
I definitely can say that after my reading, I don't doubt anymore.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I actually have someone joining us that is a scientist. Dr. Mary Neal is an orthopedic surgeon, former director of spine surgery at USC, and a number one New York Times best-selling author. In 1999, Dr. Neal drowned on a kayaking trip. She was underwater for 30 minutes without oxygen. The experience of dying transformed her from skeptic to believer.
Hello.
Welcome to the Red Table. Wow. We are ready, so ready for you.
Welcome.
Please share your story with us.
I was having a wonderful day kayaking in Chile, in South America, until circumstances were such that I was propelled over a waterfall, and my boat became pinned in the rocks and the underwater features under 8 to 10 feet of water. I was without oxygen for 30 minutes.
Wow.
When my body came over the front deck of the boat, I could feel my bones breaking. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I know what that's like. And I made a very active decision and asked that God's will be done. And the moment I asked that, I was immediately overcome with such an unbelievably physical experience of being held and comforted and absolutely surrounded by this blanket of pure unconditional love. I never had panic. I never had fear. I never had any of those
things. But
you were
there. You were aware.
Oh, yeah. I could still feel the plastic of my boat. I could feel the pressure of the water. And at a certain point, my body sort of was sucked out of the boat. And when that happened, my spirit kind of peeled away from my body. And I was immediately greeted by a group of, I don't know what, people, spirits, beings, whatever you want to call them. They took me down this pathway toward this great dome structure that I knew was kind of the point of no return. And it was the most beautiful experience because it spoke beauty to me. And what speaks beauty to me is color and flowers and the aromas. And that's what I saw. I felt so known and so loved. I I mean, I had a great life. I had a husband, four little kids. I loved my life. Mm-hmm. But I was home, and I really had no intention of coming back. Eventually, we got to the end of this pathway, and after what felt like many hours of this incredible experience of understanding, not the divine nature of the universe, but the divine order. And what I discovered are a couple things, many things, one of which is where God's love is present, there is no room for destructive emotion. There's no bitterness, anger, shame, guilt, remorse, all those things. It's not a matter of forgiveness. It's just, it just doesn't exist.
Wow.
I was eventually told that it wasn't my time, that I had more work to do on earth, and that I had to go back. And so I was given basically a laundry list of things yet to be done. Every single thing on the list has been something that would be challenging and push me definitely beyond my comfort zone. Mm. Not the least of which is knowing that I was expected to share my experiences with other people. And one of the most challenging things, certainly on the list, had to do with the coming and unexpected death of my oldest son, who at the time was 9.
Oh.
And I was given a pretty strong idea of when that would be.
That he would pass.
Yeah.
You were told in your journey that your son was going to pass.
Yeah.
And you woke up with that exact memory. That's unbelievable.
And difficult.
And extremely difficult.
Yeah. How long did he take? He was 9?
9 years.
Did you share that with anyone in those 9 years?
On my son's 18th birthday, I did tell him everything. Wow. Because there were some things that happened that made me think that the plan for his life had changed. Later, probably 6 months later, it was like I was picked up out of bed and put on the ground. And God said, okay, you know what? You're going to do what I asked. And one of the expectations had been that I would start writing as a way to share. And I said, okay. And I, over the course of 5 or 6 days, wrote the manuscript to my first book. And I was so elated. I mean, I felt so light and so joyful. So I grabbed my youngest son and we drove into town to get ice cream and celebrate because I was feeling so good. And that's when I called my oldest son to share this great news, and that's when I was told that he had been hit by a car and killed.
My gosh. How did you deal with that, Mary?
I was devastated. I mean,
there's no way around it.
I loved that boy. He and I were very close, and I will forever miss his physical presence here. That said, I will honestly say that even on my most sad day, I experienced absolute gratitude and intense joy.
I wish I had that.
When I came back from Chile, I spent quite a long time in the hospital, multiple operations, that kind of thing, and then many, many months of rehab. And I spent those months of rehab trying to come up with some other explanation for my experiences other than it being spiritual. And at the end of that, had to realize that, no, this is the real deal. I've done the research, I've done the reading, I've talked to people, I've done whatever it takes to be able to make the conclusion that, you know what? I know there is life after death. And therefore, when I suffer a loss, a setback, a challenge, whatever, well, I can face that with gratitude because I know that we are here for a reason and there really is a plan for each one of us and the world that's one of hope.
Let go and let God, whatever your God is.
But that's the harder thing to do, to let go.
Well, because we all want to be in control.
That's what we're trying to go for.
It's all a control thing.
So let me ask you, listening to her, because we have two people here who are two different stages of their grief. I mean, your son just recently passed away.
I can't imagine being on this show at your point.
You know, if I had not spoken to him, I'd would not be able to be sitting here because I'm literally just now able to get out of bed, like, and function normally. I'm only 40. Like, I have so much of my life that I have to live without him. And I ask him every single day, I say, Jackson, what am I supposed to learn from this? What path am I supposed to take? That's why I'm here.
looking at her and how strong she is, you know, she's going through a similar situation that you've gone through, and you're going to be just as strong.
Yes.
And you're going to believe that.
Hopefully.
This is living proof right here.
Color will come back to your world.
I think she will be able to help a lot
of
people.
That's why I'm here. I want, if anything, to give hope to other brokenhearted parents that are just devastated like I am, and to know that they're there, you know? They're there. The signs, just pay attention to what's going on around you, and they'll give you signs. He brought me here. I know that he did.
Yes.
There's a reason that I'm here. He's just like, listen, listen for it.
And when our loved ones pass, they're just out of sight.
Mm. I hope that this gives everyone a little bit of hope, since we are experiencing some pretty dark days right now collectively. Let's just love each other and try to be the best people that we can for everyone.
All right.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
Thank
you so much for having me. This was amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for having me on.
A lot of people might think, okay, is my loved one seeing everything I'm doing?
The answer is absolutely. They can see every single thing that you do. Everything that
Even
you do.
Even your search history?
No. Everything.
So I thought we had a private life. So there is no secret life.
There's no secret life when it comes to your loved ones.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk Estefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.